This week, our Old Testament reading comes out of Jeremiah chapter 31 and verses 27 through 34. I just wanted to share something with you before we read the prophecy of Jeremiah. Jeremiah, like many prophets of old and even prophets today, we do have modern day prophets, and all the word means is proclaiming the good news. And so we have a lot of preachers proclaiming the good news. But think about this, in Jeremiah's time and even our time, if you're repeatedly being criticized for speaking for the truth of God's word, and you feel like a failure because no one listens, when you feel as if no one cares that you are a Christian, and when people avoid you because you remind them that they're not living up to God's standards, I challenge you to read Jeremiah, as Jesus talked about in the parable about persistent prayer. Jeremiah's persistence came not from the stroking of his contemporaries, but for the affirmation that he was doing what God wanted him to do. So all of us who are proclaiming the good news, whether you're a professional preacher or just a lay person, be encouraged because you are doing God's work. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 29 through 31, New Living Translation says this. The title for this chapter in 31 is really A Hope for Restoration. All right, the time will come, says the Lord, when I will greatly increase the population and multiply the number of cattle here in Israel and Judea. In the past, I uprooted and tore down this nation. I overthrew it, I destroyed it, and I brought disaster upon it. But in the future, I will plant it and build it up, says the Lord. The people will no longer quote this proverb. Parents eat sour grapes, but their children's mouths pucker at the taste. All people will die from their sins. Those who eat sour grapes will be the ones whose mouths will pucker. The day will come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judea. This covenant will not be like the one I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and brought them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant, though I loved them as a husband loves his wife, says the Lord. But this is the new covenant I will make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people, and they will not need to teach their neighbors, nor will they need to teach their family, saying, You should know the Lord, for everyone from the least to the greatest already know me, says the Lord, and I will forgive their wickedness and will never again remember their sins. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Jeremiah this morning. In Jesus' name, pray that you'll be blessed.